views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, and coming to you live from FEMA region number 8. Man, I forgot for a minute. But hey, we just want to thank you all for listening today. And of course, just today is December the 23rd, 2015. The year is coming to an end. It's been a great year. Hopefully that your year was great and 2016 will be a much better one for us all. Believe that will be the case. Everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs with Black Talk Radio Network, because this has been put together for you by people very similar to you, by our community people that are not the, you know, it's not the commercial individuals. These are real people within the community that relate to you in all aspects. And this is something that's so important in today's world, that we have a media outlet in which we can look at things that is going on in the world, come in and have a dialogue about them, discuss, and then plan what it is, how our overall collective response will be and our individual response to the things that are going on globally, locally, and within our family. So it's so important that we continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, because so many media outlets have been lost and so many different things, businesses within our community have been lost because of the lack of support. And this is not something in this time and in these moments, in these days, that we need to lose any of the businesses that we have, especially the ones that are bringing us the information, the unfiltered information of what's going on. It may not always be correct, but it is always sincere. So, and that is really, really important in today's world, because there are so many people and so many outlets that are in place to give you the propaganda, to use you as they see fit. It's called real estate. They consider people human resources. They consider them the property of someone else, mainly the controlling factors. But here at Black Talk Radio Network, it's so, so important that we continue in the direction that we're going and grow, so that the overall message can get stronger and the overall needs and support that our community needs to flourish is actually nurtured to maturity. So if you can make my monetary donations, and if you can assist in any way, reach out to Scotty and let him know what it is that you can, which you have a desire to help out with, or what it is that you're capable of. Reach out to them and see what help that is needed in growing the network. So, so important. Also, go to Tando Radio Show, Thando Radio Show on Facebook, and there you'll find our Facebook page, and we have the postings of some of the things that we're going to be talking about on the daily shows, and just some articles that I run across just to throw up there, just so you can be aware of what's going on. Now, Tando was originally put together just as a preparedness show and a geopolitical show of what's going on in the world, and letting you know some of the things. No, we don't talk about everything that goes on, you know, because there are so many things that are going on. So we just kind of pick some of the things and then bring them to you just to give you a better perspective and have, so that you can have a broader view of what is happening and how you should be responding to it, because this world is yours, and it should be definitely taken care of and nurtured in a way that best fits your family, our community, and the overall general good of us all. So on Tando Radio Show, we posted some articles for today, and some of the ones you should definitely check out. Right now in Spain and in Portugal, they call within the EU, the European Union, The EU was put together so that it could economically fail, because this was purposely done because it gives plausible deniability for the theft of the currency and resources that have already been stolen. So they had to develop situations and develop algorithms, and those algorithms had to be attached to physical groups, people, entities. And from that, they put the EU, the European Union, together, and they brought them under one currency called the Euro. Well, see, that was doomed to fail because these countries have been, without for centuries, have been at war with each other for different, at different times, at different, you know, at different, for different things. And there's a different cultural, there's a language barrier. There is so many things that they don't have in common, and it was put together because they knew that it would fail, and it is failing miserably now. Right now, within the EU, there's something called the Pig Nations, and it's made up of Portugal, Ireland, Greece, and Spain. And these Pig Nations are put together because they are the ones that are economically starved and economically depressed as we speak. Right now, what's going on in Spain and in Portugal is really significant. Portugal, the Portuguese banks are starting to collapse. And they've already started talking about bail-ins. This is something that from our very first show on Tando Radio Show that we talked about bail-ins, the difference between bailouts and bail-ins. In 2008, they introduced you to bailouts. Well, in the next economic crisis, you're going to be introduced to bail-ins. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on today's show. But I put an article of how some of the banks within Portugal, the Portuguese banks are starting to fail. So check out that article, really good one. Next one we have is, there was an article about, you know, I thought this was a really, really great story. There was a gentleman in Texas, I guess something happened to him. I forgot what it was, but he was rendered, or the doctors said that he was brain dead, and they wanted to take him off of life support. And what his father did, he knew that his son was, he knew that there was a misdiagnosis, and that his son wasn't brain dead, but they were going to actually take him off of life support, and his wife and other family members had agreed to it, but his father didn't. Well, when it was time for them to pull the plug, instead of them pulling the plug, the father pulled the gun on him and refused for them to pull the plug, and he held them hostage. And then during that time, his son started to respond to him and everyone that was there in the room. And if their father didn't do what he did, they would have already pulled the plug on him, and he would have probably made the great transformation. And then they would have, not only that, but the main thing in the story was that he was registered as an organ donor. So the father was like, hey, these people are rushing this so that they could get his organs. And so the father pulled the gun on him. Of course, they called the police, and it was a standoff and everything else. But in that time that the standoff happened, the son started to respond to them and showing that he wasn't brain dead and he had a full recovery. Yes, the father was arrested and everything else, but I just thought it was a very telling story of how a parent will not give up on their child and how important that was. He was like, I don't care what's going on, I'm not giving up on my son. Not condoning what he did, but I am saying what he did was the most courageous thing in that one could do. And he made a stand for what he actually knew, and it paid off very, very well. So now his son is doing very, very well. Of course, he's up on charges, but we'll see how that goes. But I thought it was a good story there, posted it there inside of Tando. Next, but I will say this, guarantee you, if he was a person of color, well, no, not in that hospital, probably not in, because he was probably in ICU, but if he wasn't in, if he was of color, that could have turned out a very different way. But in that actually in that hospital room and everything else, I doubt it, because there's so many things that you don't want to get start shooting inside of an ICU unit. So, all right, so next story, good one. My man Jambone sent this to me. Workshop of the world best bets on robotic revolution. This is about China making a big commitment to robots. And then there was another article that went along with that that said that it was a real good one. It says, of two minds, the most profitable work will be automated and the rest will be left up to us. Really, really good articles there. They go together because what they're basically saying is the profitability of the future is only going to be attached into automation, artificial intelligence, robots, and everything else, because that's what the corporations are doing. Hence the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And the things that aren't profitable will be left to the people. And so it's a really important article. Check that out and see what it's telling you. There are some things that I agree with it. The one thing that they said that I don't agree with is saying that people need to be paid in cryptocurrency. No, 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 no. If in the future, if you're not paid in real money, if you're not paid in real resources, you are only prolonging and you're continuing the same path that you went before. We need to get back on God's money and get away from what man has created as a instrument of enslavement and debt. That's cryptocurrency, paper currency, anything of that nature. A debt instrument is still a debt instrument. So check out that article, really good one, sent by Jambone, and just responded to Jambone through that article. Really, really good one. Next, equal rivalries. Equal rivals. China may push out the U.S. as the sole superpower. What are you talking about? They may. They already have. Even though the Chinese, right now, the Chinese economy is having some real problems, especially within the shadow banking area right now. There's some real, real major events that are happening within the shadow banking part of China, and I think it's all a part of the overall agenda. But China is already the world's number one economy, past the U.S. It just hasn't been admitted, and in so many other aspects that it surpassed the U.S. So, really good article. Check that one out. Then this next one says, America's addicted to terror. Check out that article. Really good one also, because I think there's some very, very real valid points that are made there that we need to know. And, you know, because they keep pushing this fear of so many different things, and because they don't want us to realize who we really are and to invoke our own free will. Next article, real good one, how women are getting scammed at the drugstores. So check that article out, because it really is happening. Next article is five heart healthy foods your heart loves. This is something that everyone should check out, and because we have to start eating in a way that sustains our overall life and to ensure our health. In today's world, that's extremely difficult to happen with all of the herbicides, pesticides, fluoride, all of the ides. All of the ides are nothing, homicide, suicide, the killers of the body. So, you know, in today's world, we have a real concerted effort to kill the general population or to diminish the overall physical lifespan of people. What they only want people to live for is as long as they can work and give their energy to the overall economic machine. After that, they have no need for you, nor do they want you. So what it is that they're doing is that they're actually creating food that will actually bring about our life expectancy to be shorter, our physical life expectancy to be shorter, because they realize after so many years, people, one, they get smarter, two, they aren't able to do what they were able to do in the past. And what I mean by smarter, they're not as naive as they were when they were younger. And what they want to do is that they want to have people after their prime years of employment that they can give up the energy of their labor to them. After that, the world doesn't, the economy doesn't want you any longer, because after that, you become a burden to the economy. And that's when they want to extinguish your physical living. So important that we understand that and we move in a direction that is opposite of that and move in a way that is more sustainable to our overall lives. They lie to us about everything. They lie about overpopulation. Especially if you've ever driven around this country, you know that that's a lie. What they do is that they condense everyone in one or two areas so people think that they are overpopulated. They saturate the areas and only have the overall economic development in certain areas so that people can't live out or live where they want to live or live within the ecosystem and survive. So what they do is they condense everyone into small areas, and these areas are going to get much smaller, more crowded through Agenda 21. And, you know, so whenever they tell you that there's overpopulation and so-called some of the scholars and the people of high schooling will believe anything that they've been told and not even think for themselves, not even do the obvious of look and question what you've been told and taught. And you can see the lies are quite apparent. Drive across this country and you'll see that there is no such thing as overpopulation at all. There is no overpopulation. The planet can actually sustain multiple times the population that we have here. But they come up with a great propaganda machine against that. And then you'll start to believe in global warming. You'll start to believe in everything, overpopulation and so many other things. And then before you know it, you're falling right into the trap that they set for everyone else. So check out that article, really good one. Next one, this is a very significant one. In the beginning of the year, Puerto Rico, very unlikely to avoid a January 1st default, said by the Puerto Rican governor. So check out this article. In Puerto Rico is very, very important in this whole economic collapse scenario that is unfolding right now, because Puerto Rico is directly tied to the pension funds. And so many people thought that Puerto Rico was the great, great place to go and to actually use it as a safe haven for investing in everything else. See, that was the trick. That was the trick with Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's economy is done. The debt is unsustainable and it's going to start to unravel. And when it does unravel, it's going to take the pension funds and the banking system here in the U.S. with it. So very, very important article. We posted some stuff about Puerto Rico. Look back inside of Tando. Catch up on it. There was a video maybe about a month ago, a very, very good video, very in-depth video on what's going on in Puerto Rico. We will cover that again at another time. So check that one out. Next, U.S. calls for 256% tariff on steel imported from China. And I would just say this, currency wars lead to trade wars, which ensure shooting wars. And this is what we're having now, is that once countries stop trading, especially countries that are economic giants, once they start trading, they go into war because they have to, because the other one, it will start to isolate and bankrupt the other country because it through trade and via through the economic development. So this is another indication of the global war that's coming. Very, very important. Read this article, check it out, so you'll know what's going on and have an appropriate response to it. Or of course, we will cover this on another show also. Next we have, U.S. wants to force EU into new sanctions against Russia. That's hilarious. The EU can't go into new sanctions against Russia because it's the winter time and Russia is supplying its natural gas so that they can stay heated, and not only that, giving them oil, selling them oil, natural gas for their economy to thrive. So this is, once again, this is how, and historically when you look back, and you know, I said this before, everyone that listens to the Tando Radio Show should really keep a journal about what's going on in the world, because that journal will become priceless in the future. It will be so revered and so sought after from the people in the future for many reasons. But the key is to start now, keep a journal, because what you're seeing is historical events that are coming back. They're cyclical. They happen every so often, 300, 200, 400 or 1,000 years. This is what these people do in order to maintain control. It's nepotism. They pass it down and keep it going in order to maintain power control over the general population of the world. So keep a journal of this, and believe me, it will become extremely valuable to your descendants in the future. So that's not going to go over well with Russia and with China and with the BRIC nations. And how you know that that's not going to go over well, next article sent to me by Kev. Thanks, Kev. China and Iraq inks economic military agreement. And this is significant. You know, when we first started Tampa Radio Show, there were a lot of people that were looking at Iraq and the overall commitment that the U.S. had made. And I knew at the appropriate time that Iraq was going to turn from the U.S. and go towards the BRIC nations. And this is what you're seeing here. And this is really, really relevant for a lot of people, because Iraq will go with the BRIC nations, and you have to be careful of your investments in certain things, especially with countries and nations that have now decided to do away with the U.S., walk away from them, because they already know their handwriting is on the wall, that the demise of the empire of the U.S. is done. So they're going to make inroads with the new superpowers economically, and that's going to be the BRIC nations. And the U.S. was going to have some very, very harsh capital controls that they're going to invoke on the people here. And also trading with the enemy will definitely come up, and that's going to be anyone. And there's going to be a lot of the countries that you're seeing walking away from the U.S. And believe me, England will do it also, will walk away. So there's some economic ties that people may have of different countries from the various instruments. Those things will be worthless, because there will be a Trading with the Enemy Act, and this is going to be a part of the capital controls, because the U.S. government is going to turn on you and make you be the bearer of the brunt of the financing the war via bonds and a bunch of things, which we'll talk about later. So, good article there. Next one. This is... Okay, the next one is Chipotle. The E. coli breakout with Chipotle. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of Chipotle, but one of the things I do know is that they say that they don't use GMO food. And when they first had the first E. coli outbreak, I bust out laughing, because I knew exactly what it was. This is nothing but strong-arming by the industries within the food realm, because they want Chipotle, which is a huge company, and they're very strong in a strong Mexican company that services a lot of people, and their overall economic matrix are off the chart. So what they wanted to do is they started to, Chipotle, I guess, didn't want to play by the rules that the pharmaceuticals and Monsanto's and the other companies that are GMO based, when Chipotle didn't want to participate in them, it was easy to sabotage Chipotle for a lot of reasons. And they've been having multiple E. coli breakouts, but believe me, this is something that I see as being by sabotage and by blackmail. So check out that article, really good one. Next, all bluefin tuna coming out of the West Coast is radioactive. No joke. I mean, Fukushima has been going on for a very, very long time. This is what is a part of killing part of the food supply, and also perpetuating the overall disease, death and disease, and famine for that all-out manner against the world. Fukushima is emitting large doses of radiation. They had full meltdown, but they're not covering it. They're not telling anyone about it. They're not trying to shut it off. They want this, in today's world right now, they're pushing too much of this other agenda because the Fukushima was intentional. It intentionally serves a purpose. And of course, we will cover that at another time also. But check out that article. Be careful of the food sources that you're getting. And you know, even if you're not getting seafood out of the Pacific, if you're getting seafood out of the Gulf of Mexico, well, you had the Deep Horizon incident. And then now some of the things with this radiation is that this radiation travels throughout the world. And Fukushima has been spewing this radioactive isotopes into the ocean for a very, very long time in large doses. So this stuff is going to basically get around the world. Is it something that can be mitigated? Yes, the technology is there, but the will is not. And the will comes from the will of the people, not from the overall governmental entities, because it, as soon as you continue to think that they are there for you, they will give you just what they've just given you. And nothing will change. The will of the chain, the change that's needed, in order for change really to happen, it has to come from the people and not from the organizations that are gaining and benefiting from it all. The key to a crime is to look at who has the means, motive, opportunity, and benefited from it. And when you look at it that way, from an investigative standpoint, everything becomes perfectly clear because of the corroborating evidence and the evidence that sustains what it is that the problem is. So important that we as the people of the world decide no longer to play by their rules, so they will no longer rule. So those are some of the articles that we have. Wait, let me make sure. Oh, there's coming one. Let me get these out real quick. Also, this was a very big one sent out by my man Cater Mo. Thanks a lot, brother. And Bank of China extends Chinese yuan trading in mainstream market, in mainland markets. What China is going to do is that in the beginning of the year, they're going to have their forex and their trading of the currency market in extended hours so that the rest of the world can trade into the Chinese renminbi or the yuan much easily and within business hours. Why is this happening? This is happening because the demand for the Chinese yuan is going to grow and continue to grow. And as that growth continues, they are going to take the shares from the U.S. dollar. Because this is like a pie. You can only get so many slices out of the pie. When you start to divide the pie up, once you start to divide it up, you're starting to take something from somewhere else. And the lion's share of where is going to be taken from is going to be taken from the euro and is going to be taken from the U.S. dollar. And the U.S. dollar cannot afford to lose any of its positioning that it has currency-wise throughout the world. But the rest of the world no longer wants the U.S. dollar. And, you know, Zimbabwe has now made the renminbi the official currency of the country, and you're going to start to see other countries do that. Then you're also going to start to see a major shadow banking collapse within China. And it's all contrived. This is all contrived. And why would you see a major shadow banking collapse within China? Because China is going to come down heavy on the people, prosecute the people, and then they're going to give a solution to the problem. And that solution, in part and partial, is going to be that they're going to back their currency with gold and gold and silver and other commodities and assets, but particularly gold and silver. This is going to be a monumental move that is going to further and enhance the downward spiral of the debt instrument that you and I have been taught to live off of and have known our whole lives, known as the U.S. dollar. The rest of the world won't want the U.S. dollar. They will want what they have confidence in, and that is going to be the yuan. And this is what's happening as we speak. Of course, we will definitely, there's another show that we definitely have to happen to put this all succinctly and in chronological order for you all so that you can see the importance of what's going on and how to get in front of this before it runs you over. So, hey, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're definitely going to get into today's show. Today's show is going to be the part two about grief. It's so, so important that we finish this and listen to the videos, and we need to have a dialogue about what it is that you just heard, and I'm going to give my opinion completely. I wanted to wait till this whole thing was over so that you can get the idea of what you are actually facing by way of what's going on in Greece. Listen to the Tango Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
There's not a minute to spare.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., now Dave from Dallas. If you'd like to get in on the conversation after we listen to the videos, we're greatly appreciated. Definitely need it to have a dialogue. It's much more important than a monologue. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 61, and I will see you in the queue and definitely bring you up so that we can talk about what it is that you just heard. Now, this part of the videos, it's two parts now. It's probably going to be about 32, 33 minutes with the two of them. Very, very important, because this is a documentary. I would have done the documentary much, much different. I would have just done the documentary more of the people first to see how they're being adversely affected, but we're going to listen to it. But after that, I'm going to give you some insight from people that I've talked to with family, friends, and have ties, strong ties into Greece, and also from some of the things that I've learned from the events in Cyprus and in Greece. They mirror each other because they are giving you the image of yourself in the economic destruction that's going to happen here, but it's going to be magnified much, much greater here because the overall underlying effects and the underlying causes are much, much greater. Greece is not a reserve currency of the world. Greece is not the petrol dollar, has the petrol dollar standard, and it is not widely used as the U.S. dollar, and it doesn't have the debt that the U.S. dollar does in comparison. So it's a real important videos, and it's really important that we understand what's going on out there. Anytime that the people speak, really pay attention to what's going on. I posted the two videos from yesterday. I'll post these, the two for today. When you have some time and leisure, just check it out for yourself at home so that you can see what's going on there and really look at how would this affect you. How is this going to affect you? Not if, not even when, it is already happening now. It is already happening now. So we're going to go to these two videos, and when we come back, we'll definitely talk about it because we need to have a conversation about it. So let's go to the videos, and after the videos, we will definitely get into what it is that we have just checked out. Oh, and I will also give the subtitles, the ones that I can, as they go by, because they go by pretty quick. Okay, let's. This is a coup. Episode 3. No. The Greek word.
There's only 9 days of bailout money left. The Greek cabinet is in a six-hour meeting. And as we watch, it's clear they think this is it. Either they defy Europe now or compromise. The decision is to offer Europe one last set of concessions, but in reality, nobody thinks it's going to work.
My very strong suspicion is that the powers that be, at least within the Eurogroup, have made up their minds that they will give us an offer which we can't possibly sign up to, and that as a result, there is going to be bank closures on Tuesday. Following the Eurosummit.
Bank closure Tuesday.
Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that?
Of course not. No, nobody's ever ready for Armageddon.
But in the talks, yet again, there's a delay. Yet again, there is no deal. Nobody wants to press the button on Armageddon.
What deal? I hope it fails. I want us to leave the Euro. Europe, I really do. You can't believe me how much. Sure, should leave the talks now. I really wish this. I got two children. I'll break a rock in two before I obey these slave drivers. These Brussels guys are a waste of our lives. I just want to get a hold of one. Give me one.
Suddenly, the streets are filled with a new kind of protester.
Greece, Europe, democracy.
They're terrified that Syriza's defiance will get Greece kicked out of the Euro. They see the whole promise of an affluent, modern Greece just slipping away. Others think Syriza has compromised quite enough. Pensioners take to the streets as well.
When I was 17 years old, I fought in the Civil War. Cyprus can't go to hell. We're communists. These Greek bloods are on the mountain. June the 26th.
We're seeing protests every day. Europe just isn't budging. The threat of being forced to leave the Euro is real. Tsipras knows he just can't do this alone anymore.
For the past 6 months,
the government has been fighting in the conditions of economic strangle.
To
implement the mandate you gave us in January. And that responsibility, or responsibility is the ultimatum, will be based on the people's will. I called a cabinet meeting and proposed to hold a referendum so that the Greek people can decide.
So next week, we have a referendum next Sunday, and the question is yes or no to the proposal to credit. Let me see. Did you ever think it would come to this? My email is burning. Inbox, a rain of inbox. What are you thinking? I'm thinking that if we fall, we'll come fall with our heads up, so that's okay.
Bank runs begin. Bank closures.
How many people do you have to take money out?
Three colleagues.
You have to take money out?
Yes, I have the cards.
They have to take taken any money out of it. We're calm. We're left.
Do you enjoy this crisis? I'm a pensioner, but for over 60 years I worked myself to death. I was messing around like you. I wasn't messing around like you. And you call me a Nazi collaborator? European Commission called on the Greeks to vote on to yes. People, don't back down. The only way forward is resistance.
The building under attack is the European Union's headquarters in Athens. People are furious that Europe is ordering them how to vote. Tsipras fears he's losing. Nearly all the private TV channels are openly supporting the Yes campaign.
Do you feel you have the support of the people?
As you know very well, I don't have the supporting of the oligarchy in Greece. I don't have the supporting of the majority of the media. But the supporting of the people is our force, our big force.
But not all of the people. Tens of thousands turn out in the pouring rain, calling for Tsipras to quit.
Quit.
This is the Yes camp, angry and confident they can win.
Make sure you save some fuel for your escape in a helicopter.
Do you really think that in the next few days,
this is the economic minister,
is actually possible?
I don't know. It's because I don't know what they want.
Is there no? I mean, what's your communication like now?
Is this on record?
This is on record.
Yeah. Well, it depends what you think the opposite side is trying to do. Whether they want to reach out to Syriza and find an honourable compromise. Whether they want another government to carry out these policies, or whether they'll play hardball to the end with no solution till the Greek government falls. Yes, I don't know. It's difficult to tell.
July 3rd.
With money rationed, people are struggling. This is the fifth year of austerity, but the referendum is the first time anybody's been allowed a direct vote about it.
Okay, the question is you want, for me, new liberalism or not? This is the question. Do you want this fucking shit to control everything in your life? Say yes. Do you want to have a chance? Because there is a chance with us.
People are smiling. We are not afraid.
I mean, what do you feel of this? If this is the last day here.
Happy? Hate this office.
What are you going to do tonight?
We're going to celebrate with thousands of people out there this wild democratic party.
Alexis Tsipras has staked everything on the referendum. He knows that if he loses, the first left government in modern Europe is finished.
Blow the whistle. Ladies and gentlemen, the Prime Minister of Greece, Mr. Haile Tsipras. People of Greece, today we are not protesting. Today we are celebrating. We're celebrating democracy. Democracy is the solution. And today we are celebrating the victory of democracy. Whatever the outcome is, we've already won. Greece has sent a message of dignity, a message of pride. The people are going to vote. Thank you. Cassidy's ballot. You're welcome. Don't forget to know. Thank you very much. Have a good day. I feel more complete as a citizen now. I did what I had to do for the future of my children and grandchildren. I would like God to help others do the same. Exit polls show that the no vote will win by more than 61%.
Yeah. The Greek people have allowed us to return to the table with immense bargaining power and a sense of pride in them.
How do you feel tonight?
Well, I'm pinching myself. It's astonishing.
How are you? Well, thank you, Kira Tsipras. Congratulations.
Do you understand how big it is?
Yes, of course. I'm trying. Between you and me, in the middle of this struggle, I wasn't so sure that then we will manage to convince the people to win their fear. But this message is that
people...
Listen to this guy.
If they believe that they have the right, they could overcome the fear.
Jessica, thank you.
The people have told Tsipras they want him to lead a fight. But that night, he decides to do it without Varoufakis.
Is it possible 62% say no? Close banks, left government, and you? What did you do?
That was the end of part three. We're going to go to part four. We're going to go to the next part of the video, really, really key that we everyone pay attention, and then we'll talk about it. It's such a sign as after things that come here. While Scotty gets that together, I hope you were able to really pay attention to the Prime Minister of Greece as he, you know, when this was all was happening, we were talking about it here on Tando and, you know, knew that this, well, I don't want to give it away, but you'll see what happens, of course. What happens is what always happens. So, but we're going to go to the last video of this called The Field of Vision. And a very important part is the last part. And then we're going to go to the talk about what it is and what you need to prepare for. So.
Greeks voted by 61% to defy Europe and reject austerity. They turned the Greek word for no, ochi, into a global message. Now they suspect they're about to be betrayed.
Surrender or Die, Episode 4.
After the euphoria of the no vote, whatever anybody thinks it means, the Greek Prime Minister spells out what it means to him.
He will not use this mandate to clash with Europe, but to strengthen our negotiating powers so we can achieve a better deal.
Tsipras begins to draft a new, final compromise.
Banks still closed. Cash withdrawals rationed.
The whole economy is grinding to a halt around us.
Does WW buy
it's
and sell?
It's hard to watch.
That grief.
Even harder to live through.
It's been terrible. People don't have any money for anything. We can't get by with nothing. This week I haven't worked at all. I look for work here every night. But there is nothing. text of Greece compromise offered is leaked.
We are translating the agreement to be published in a week tomorrow. We received the call at 11 o'clock from the editors-in-chief. They split the text. We got the text. We are translating. It's top secret. They'll kill me.
The offer is so close to what Europe wants that many Greeks will see it as surrender.
They're going to be disappointed.
You can have the guy and the dog. I don't know how.
You can't have your cake and eat it.
Yes. Really, you can't. What the fuck is there with that?
What were you hoping for personally?
For a good deal. If that's the best deal we can get, that's the best deal we can get. Which point?
But 61% of Greeks voted to end austerity. Now, all they can do is sit and watch and wait.
Don't tell me with rollers in my hair.
Stop, okay, baby, daughter.
Should I get dressed? Are you serious? You've been waiting for us all this time and you didn't get dressed? I will turn on the TV.
Syriza's members of parliament are meeting, and a revolt against the deal is brewing.
Do you want to, do you know what happened? Tsipras said that they have to stay united. If we quit, we'll quit together. Did you hear what is going on? No. What did he say? He said, we'll quit together. Yes, you can leave one by one. Why did anyone quit? No, just urge them to stay united. Yeah, mama, but.
Daughter.
Katie, but bring me a glass of water. Kathy, coming. Greek parliaments meet to vote on Cyprus's proposal. Cyprus's proposal. We are asking you to give us the chance to negotiate a sustainable deal.
Routine Sakalotos, who's taken over as finance minister, tries to sell parliament a new compromise. But many of Syriza's lawmakers are just not buying it. 17 of them stage an open revolt.
Syriza goes to Brussels to present the compromise offer.
I'm here ready for an honest compromise. We can reach an agreement tonight if all parties want it.
For 17
Germany
hours,
rejects
the Greeks
the compromise
are bombarded
and demands
the same
Greece
message.
Exit the euro.
To stay inside the euro, you must surrender control, or your economy dies. This ultimatum causes outrage. Around the world, they take to Twitter. It starts in Barcelona, spreads to Athens, then to Paris, and then it goes viral. By the time the night is over, 1 billion people have seen the hashtag, "This is a coup."
Ελληνικά θα μιλήσω, παιδιά. Δώσαμε μια σκληρή μάχη 6 μήνες τώρα.
I'm going to speak
και μέχρι τέλους
παλέψαμε
προκειμένου να διεκδικήσουμε ό,τι καλύτερο μια συμφωνία που θα
to achieve the best we can. And allowing our country to stand back on its feet. So that the Greek people can continue their fight. We had to take a tough decision.
It was a nightmare. A night of the out of hell. A very big night it was. They fuck us. Is it possible 62% say no? Closed banks, left government, and you? What did you do? The same and worse because you say you were left. Ourselves, we got the power. We have the power. Not they. They have the power to fuck us. We have the power to unfuck us.
European leaders lend Greek $86 billion. The price is even harsher. Austerity. Massive tax raises. Massive pension cuts. Massive privatization.
You're about to go on television to defend implementing a third memorandum.
My heart is aching. But we cannot be together and united only when you're winning. You must be together and united when you're losing.
Syriza managed to plant a small seed of doubt about the belief, the narrative that the big forces, the European elites, are interested about Greece and they want to save it. They don't give a shit.
I felt as if the earth had imploded from under my feet. I felt incredible sadness and the sense of having betrayed the 62% of Greeks who, with astonishing courage, went out against the powers that be, against the media that were terrorizing them in their living rooms through their television and radio channels every day, against the closed banks, against the ECB, against the Troika. I felt we betrayed them, and I don't think we had the historical right to do that.
You should never, ever, ever, ever stop struggling. You should never, ever believe that the way out of austerity and the way out of attacks to democracy is behind the closed doors of the Eurogroup. The way out is in the society, with the people.
New elections call for September 20th. Cicero wins new elections.
For Syriza's members, this second election victory is bitter. They've won on the promise to do the very thing they spent their lives opposing. Austerity. It's time for answers. How did the first government of the radical left in modern Europe fail so badly?
What people in Greece will still want to know is, why didn't you just walk away?
If I walked away this night, probably I would became a hero for one night, maybe for two, three. But it will be a truly disaster for the next days and nights, not only for me, but for the majority of the Greek people. So it was a very difficult dilemma. So my heart, my soul, said to me, go away. But my mind said to me that I had to find a solution, even though I knew that this solution was very, very difficult and tough.
And let's be clear why, because a Grexit would have involved the collapse of the economy.
The collapse, first of all, of banks, and then the collapse of the economy.
Telling you what's going to happen here.
What would you do differently?
I think that we lost time. And at the end, we were out of force and out of money. If we knew that, we would make more brave decisions at the beginning.
Do you regret saying, that's it, no more Troika, no more Bela, it's over? It wasn't over.
Yeah, this is the fact. But it was not so easy to to be over. I think that they did whatever they did to me, to us, to Greece, not only because they didn't like us, but just because they didn't want to have a domino effect in other European countries. I know that the developments, the result, whatever happened afterwards, it was not a good development, but the fact that these people had the right, had the chance to express their feelings and to feel dignity was something very, very important. This was historical times for Greece and for Greek people, and these times happened.
Alexis Tsipras promised to end austerity, but he failed. Greece is still saddled with a debt it cannot pay, with an austerity program that cannot work. Greeks tried the barricades, then they tried the ballot box. But for Europe, democracy didn't matter. Nobody knows what they will try next.
All right, everyone, that's the end of the video, and very, very telling. Now we need to have the conversation of what really happened with Greece and how this adversely affects you. And what does it mean for you, the everyday person here in the U.S.? Hopefully, you're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about this. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back really quickly.
Tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren. Thank you for all listening. Hope you enjoyed, not even enjoyed. I hope you learned something from the video called Fields of Vision, This is a Coup. And the documentary was a quick documentary about what happened in Greece. And what happened in Greece not only happened in Greece, it happened in Cyprus, and it happened in various different places throughout the world, and it continues to happen as we speak right now. It's going to be happening in Portugal. It's going to be happening in Spain. It's going to be happening in Italy. It's going to be happening in extension through Greece. It's going to happen in France. It's going to happen in England and in Germany, and ultimately it's going to happen here in the United States. So what is it that happened, and what is it that you should be learning from this is what we need to talk about now. If you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, then hit *61. I will see you in queue and definitely bring it up. Now, why is this so important? Very, very important. The overall main message that everyone needs to get from what happened to Greece, and we're going to try to dissect this and go through it so that it will not you will not have the same ill effect that the people of Greece have had. But the people of Greece are in a much better position than you are. What is going to happen here is going to be far worse. What happened in Greece was this, is that there was a choice, and the choice was to save the cancer by killing the patient. And this is the general thought process, and this is the general MO throughout the world and throughout this whole economic paradigm. They promise that they're going to pay you in the future and demand that you pay them now. And they demand that you pay them in the labor, the energy of your labor, because they know when they get that energy from your labor now, they're able to harvest it and use it in a meaningful way. But when you try to save the energy of your labor, it dissipates and slips through your hands because you are not on a system. You, the every person that's listening to this radio, the majority of the people who, if you don't understand the difference between currency and money, then you are not saving your labor at all. Only thing that you're doing is you're accumulating debt by way of currency. And they understand by developing this and schooling you with this throughout your grade school. They school your parents, your grandparents, and they school you. And then they actually give you the instrument to use, and then you start to use it. And you use it in a way and so that you develop confidence to it, and your confidence turns into an addiction. We all have a paper debt addiction to the dollar. And this is such a dangerous thing to have because it's not created by the great creator God Almighty for any sustainability. It's actually created by men of greed to destroy your prosperity, to destroy your birthright. And this is what is methodically happening in our days. Now, what happened with Greece is this. They were given debt that was fraudulent. And you know, I hear different people, well, if you sign a contract, it's your obligation to pay it. That is a schooled, fooled perception of life. That's what's speaking there. Because within that contract that you signed, you didn't even read it, or within the real construction of that contract, outside of that contract, you are not being told the truth of what it is that you're signing. It's not even on that paper. The fraudulent activities of that go beyond that paper. That paper is to get you to surrender your free will to it, and so many of us do it willingly. So now what happened with Greece is that they were accumulated much debt, and they're going to tell you that they enjoyed the debt and everything else. No, they did not. They enjoyed a small percentage of it, yes. But see, that was the deception. That was the facade. The facade is that you are getting something when you're actually getting nothing at all. The only thing that you're getting is further in debt. And this is all by fraudulent means. the ubiquitous fraud is severe. So what they do is they develop a cancer by this, by these methods. And the way to cure the problem is to save the cancer by killing the patient. And that's what they did to Greece. And what happened in Greece, they went into the EU when they should have never went into the EU. But what they were, what happened was they promised them comforts of life. And they've already had, you know, ingrained in everyone that the comfort of life is what you deserve. And it's rightfully so. But you can't get those comforts of life by their system of an economy. Once you decided, and you may not have decided, it was decided for you, but then in it being decided for you, you condone and participate in it daily. When you have decided, when the decision was made to walk away from God's ecosystem and to walk into man's economy, that was the contract of fraud against you. They will tax you. They will enslave you to all ends and to no ending means. Their insatiable appetite will continue because it can never be fed. So here it is. Greece went into the EU when they should have never went into the EU. And they were promised all of this elaborate lifestyle and everything else, but not even knowing that they knew that that Greece could not afford to be in the EU, nor did it need to be in the EU. This is the most important thing, is that Greece didn't need to be in the EU. Just like every person that's listening here doesn't need to be in an economy. But since the Greek people were pushed into this, were led into this, just like you, the repercussions of that are going to be real. You know, you can ignore reality, but you can never ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. And the consequences of ignoring the reality is that you've been had financially. All of us have. Every person that participates in this economy has been had financially and misled and fraudulently lied to and set up, because we haven't looked at this from a discerning eye. We went into this with blind faith. And now those steps, that misstep is going to lead to financial genocide, which will transfer over into physical genocide. So Greece developed all of this debt in the EU because the whole EU was set up for the failure of the different countries so that they could go into war, because they had already stolen everyone's labor. And see, the promise was that they would give people, after so long, you would work for 20, 30, 40 years, and then there would be a promise to retire. Every person here that has ever seen anyone retire, you're looking at a dinosaur. And if they're retired right now, that situation of retirement will not last for much longer. But those that had came before us that did actually retire and then made the great transformation and actually lived in retirement, those are the dinosaurs that you will never know again, because they're extinct now. They're economically extinct. And they've been telling you that you're not going to retire in so many words, but see, what they do is they come up with new propaganda and new slogans, and we don't even realize the truth of the whole matter. The main thing that you see with Greece is that they misled the Greek people to think that they could go into negotiations with creditors and then have a vote of power. This is why if voting mattered, it would be illegal. They didn't care about a vote. 61% of the Greek people voted no. See, they gave them that vote just so that the people would think that they had participated. And what they do is they get the people to march, to protest, and to expend all of this energy, and then they still take everything from them. And what does that do? That demoralizes them. You don't even realize that we're in an asymmetrical financial war, and they are wiping you up completely. Because you continue to do what they tell you to do. They tell you to vote, you run the vote. They tell you to march, you believe that the marching is the key. They tell you to petition, and there you go signing a petition. You're wasting well-deserved and well-needed and well-coordinated energy. So by the time the real fight comes, you're already exhausted. And guess what? You've lost. You've been asymmetrically castrated. And this is what happened. The Greek people fought, but before this whole time, they knew this was coming and they did nothing about it. The biggest mistake that the Greek people did was they voted in a ballot box when they should have been voting with their feet, running to prepare for what was coming. How many of you are running to prepare for what's coming? Or are you going to go into this ballot box also to do the exact same thing? And you're going to come up with the same result as you've already, as it's already been decided from the past. And until we change the direction individually and collectively as people, not as citizens, there's no such thing as a citizen. That's made up to control and to subjugate and to enslave. A citizen is a subject. That's why every citizen has a number. Because your real estate and human resource, you're cattle to them. And until you start to live as a living spirit that's eternal, and stop looking at yourself by your actions as cattle, you will continue to be branded, you will continue to be a shepherd, and you will continue led, and you will continually be led to slaughter while they consume you. Consume you, your energy, and your lineage. So the Greek people knew all of this was coming and did nothing about it, just like the people here in the U.S., but it's quite different. Because the overall debt obligations is much greater here in the U.S. than anywhere else in the world. And not only that, the Greek currency was not used globally as a means to settle trade, as a means to settle oil, and as a means to settle any contractual obligations that revolved around economic sustainability. Their currency was good, yes, where they could use it in and out of the country, but the rest of the world wasn't buying their bonds or had to hold on to their currency in order to buy oil, in order to buy food on an economic scale to service their economy. No. But that's the case here, and it's far, far worse. And what ultimately happened to the Greek people, you need to know. This is what happened. The Trans-Pacific Partnership happened to them. This was the first invocation in this time of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because what happened was the debtors didn't care what your laws were. They revoked them through their tribunal. And what happened? The austerity measures were increased. What is austerity? Some of you may not have known, but it's something that you're going to be talking about and crying about in the very near future greatly. Austerity means basically this. The public service, the governmental services that you thought that you were entitled to because you paid for willingly have been taken away from you. You paid into Social Security, there will be no Social Security. You paid into a pension, there will be no pension. my pension, your pension, whatever the pension that the administration is pushing right now, it's all a facade and a lie. It's a setup. And we always follow these people, and they always lead you to slaughter. And this will continue. But the wise heeds good instruction, while a fool learns from experience. And the experience that I'm hoping that you won't learn from is what the Greek people had to learn from instead of heeding the instructions of the wise. There were many people in Greece telling the Greek people to prepare for this. Prepare, prepare. People had shows, people had postings, they had listings, they had information out, and what did the people do? Ignored it. That normalcy bias kicked in, they said, that's a conspiracy theory, and then now those were the very same people that were in line at the bank that could only take out $100 or $39 a day, and they kept dwindling down that down less every day. And they were the main ones crying in line. How am I going to make it? Who are you asking how are you going to make it? It's obvious no one cares how you're going to make it, because you didn't even care how you were going to make it at the appropriate time. It's always a call to prepare. And very few build the ark while everyone else is drowned by the failing to heed to that. And this is going to happen. The people of Greece, within the video, you saw that they had, and I'm going to post the video, they had a website, said, we sell and buy. Why is that so important? People in Greece were so, they had become so impoverished that they were selling anything and everything that they possibly could just to be able to eat. Just to be able to get through the day. They said that they lost 35% of their wealth. No, they didn't. They lost 85% of the wealth. And the people here in the U.S. is going to lose 200% of their wealth because the debt ratio is much greater. So the people in Greece, the smart people, prepared and positioned themselves, and there were great opportunities that came about. They were the ones that was putting the ads up where people could go to sell, because they were able to maintain themselves even in that economic downturn, and actually they prospered by it. They profited by it, one, through the black market that immediately went up, and there's one that will go up here. And they also profited by it from the commercial side. If they were able to leverage themselves appropriately, people would still have to have the needs for the essentials. But the people that didn't prepare for it, even the ones that were selling the essentials, had to liquidate their position to someone else that knew what was coming and prepared. Guess who knew what was coming in Greece? The lenders. And it was more profitable for them to have Greek fail than to give them a deal. And this is the exact same thing that's going to happen here. One, they had an extension of austerity measures continue to explode. Austerity means this: there will be no WIC. There will be no government assistance. There will be no Social Security. There will be no transportation. There will be no fire and police services. There will be no Medicaid, Medicare. There will be no county hospitals and anything governmental-wise assistance for the people. There will be no garbage collecting. There will be no street cleaning. Austerity is real. Austerity is the power play in a strategical move to gain great wealth against the people. And let me tell you something. There has never been any business that has gone out of business because it's been profitable. Enslaving people has always been profitable. It never goes out of business. It revolutionizes itself and reinvents itself periodically. And the new slave plantation is going to, first they took it from the acreage of the fields. That was the old. Then they modernized it and took it to currency through debt. Now the new plantation is going to be from the default of debt. That's going to be the new slave plantation, defaulting on debt. I don't care how much currency you have. If you're not positioning it the right way, you will choke on it and it will not offer you any reprieve or any safety or any heart or any shelter from what's coming. Because it will go into default. So one, austerity measures increased in Greece. There were no services. There was no pensions. Two, the pensions collapsed. People that were on pensions weren't going to be getting paid anymore. That's happening now, here. People that had savings, a great deal of savings, they lost it all because there was capital controls and there was the closing of the banks. See, Greece and Cyprus was the small test run to make sure that they had all of their I's dotted and their T's crossed. They made sure that the whole algorithm was working completely without any interference. They ran the test so that they could not be sabotaged by anyone else, and it worked perfectly. Now the big fish is you. People that live here. Because once you bring down this economy, the rest of the world will do whatever the economic experts say in order for that pain not to reach them. And you are going to be the exhibit for the rest of the world on what's going to happen. If you don't prepare for it. Also, this is the huge thing. There was more taxes. The taxes went through the roof. They're going to also go through the roof here. They're going to make you buy bonds. There's going to be so many taxes for everything. Your taxes on the increase of traffic tickets and everything small is just going to compound itself. You're going to have to pay more in taxes for everything. And also, the big kicker, more privatization. This is where they get you. See, in the new slave plantation is all about privatization, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It doesn't matter what you have, they're going to seize it and take it from you and transfer that into a corporate profit. They've already done that with farmers through the GMO seeds. The prison industrial complex, the privatization of that is going to explode. It's going to explode because people aren't going to be able to pay their debts, and there's going to be debtors' prisons. And you're going to have to work that debt off through prison. And it's not only that debt that you're going to have to work off through prison, you're also going to have to work off if you're poor by that same means. It's going to be a crime to be poor. This is because this is what these people have done. And this is the floor plan in Greece and Cyprus that set it. So we got a caller that's in queue. Let's definitely go to this caller real quick. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? What is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis, man. How are you?
Brother Davis, what's going on? Bless us, Brother.
Hey, man, you know, I've always got my ear in the air because there's always an opportunity in something.
That's right.
The reason why I say that is because now's the time for those people who can collaborate and consolidate. It's the perfect opportunity to position yourselves for what's about to come. For those people who feel that you can't, you need to network.
Right.
Everybody who does not have any kind of vision, they already got a plan for it. I'm quite sure you heard already about the penalties that go along with the health care program. Well, you know, if you don't have a job, you don't get health care, and you have to pay the penalty, and the penalty now becomes criminal.
Yep.
And which will feed into the prison industrial complex. So, and the reason why I'm laying this out to you is because there are other courses of action that you can take, but you can't wait. You need to start collaborating, networking right now so that you can get together with a group of people, a pocket of people, or maybe a whole communities of people. And you can literally organize what your expertise is, what you bring in, and how you're going to put a package together to be of service to the community. Because if you do, you literally take away some of the debt of sustaining a community that is not able to be viable. But those people that live in that community that are working, and there will be some, there's going to be a whole underground operation. And this underground operation is going to be how many people survive. So we don't want you to by no means to reach a point where you feel as though you're overwhelmed with the reality of the circumstance, because circumstances change. And if you prepare now, you can change the circumstance that seems to be inevitable because of what is happening uphill. And when I say uphill, I mean it always rolls down. And see, what a lot of people fail to realize is that at the bottom of this hill is the mighty, mighty America. And believe me, a lot of countries, when they see this happen to America, they're going to just give up. If Americans give up, it's easier for them to give up because guess what? The king of the hill is knocked off.
Right.
Now, if y'all don't understand that, believe me, you have not kept your focus on what you're trying to achieve in these uncertain times. I was out today with my grandchildren, and they were saying, "Well, Papa, what are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm making your gifts." They said, "What do you mean you're making our gifts?" Well, for the girls, I made earrings. For my grandson, I made a bracelet. And everything I give them an understanding of the attachments as to why. Now, understand what I'm saying. The attachments as to why. If you see me do it, you know you can do it. And all you need to do is be around and see what supplies I get and how I go about getting some supplies. Sometimes I got to negotiate. Sometimes I got to buy right out. Sometimes I can trade. All of these become viable avenues. And believe me, those people who come with content, whether it be a holistic background, a medical background, a mechanical background, a small machine maintenance background, these things become viable tools in this next transition. But they work better together. That's why it's important to network now. Don't wait till the last minute. And believe me, a lot of people who do this now will fare a whole lot better than it's appearing that there's going to be. And the reason why I say that is because we might, and understand how I say that, we might be down, but we are not beat. And anytime you reach a point, when you feel you just can't do nothing else, then you're beat. You don't give up on the people around you. You give up on yourself.
Right.
And I always believe I can achieve the impossible. And that's why I was out today, and they was looking at me, and I'm buying little pieces of wood and little pieces of silver and I'm shaping, and I'm showing them how to do this, and they're seeing their gifts come to life. And I'm telling them the whole time, oh, this is what you could do. You could do this. Now, they may not be able to do it now, but it's the imprint that I'm putting on their mind.
And this is the vision that you must have for us to get around. Everything Dave said and showed you and you heard, this is happening. But don't get lost in the circumstance. If you want to get lost in something, get lost in your vision to adapt to get beyond the circumstance. And believe me, you can get there. But you must not wait. Don't be out here with these people who think, oh, I'm celebrating the holiday, because that tells you they don't know nothing about what they're doing. Right. All they're doing is just servicing the giant that is sucking their resources. And I'm going to tell you, if y'all ever had a vacuum cleaner turn on, my wife, years ago, she bought one of those Electroluxes or Curvies when the season was
the Curvy.
If you turn that thing on, and I mean it just stayed on and sucked and sucked, and that's just what's going to happen in this account.
Yeah.
It's going to suck all your resources, all the notable, viable resources. That's why your skill set, your mindset, will be your greatest tool to make sure that you have access to some resources. You may not have access to the resources you want, but some resources. I seen a lady today, she was excited. She just bought a new car. I'm sitting back there to myself. Do you have any idea what you have done?
Yeah.
But I can't, you can't speak in other people's lives because you don't care a conversation.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But my granddaughter looking at me and saying, Pop, you said you wanted to get a new vehicle, a new car. You said you like that new Pilot. That's what I did. Are you going to get a new car? I said, not now. I said, that's not saying I won't later. But right now, I got to see what all my resources are going to be able to do to help us to get to the next level. And you know what? I watched some children when I started putting that polishing cloth. It looked like a rag today on that silver. And I watched their eyes light up as that silver went from a dull drab to a high polish. And guess what? Each individual pair, I made 10 pair of earrings. Each pair of earrings might have cost me $5. Go to the store. Well, when I was a craftsman doing craft shows, they were $30, $40 a pair easily.
Yeah,
but
right.
You have to understand, it's the application of how I spend my time. And I talked to them, hey, well, what you doing? How's school? What do you like about it? What's your favorite subject? Because I have to keep them stimulated. I got a book called A Fear and Egyptian Philosophy. And I teach them about Ra. I teach them about Isis. I read the story to them about Ethra and how they called on Tahuti. Now, these names don't sound like much to you, but this is our history.
Right.
See, we must always stay focused on the vision, because one day they will look up and I will not be here. But I've already told you before, I call them in such a way that I can call them in my after my transformation.
That's right.
You know what they're going to say? They're going to say, yes, Papa, because they know I implanted this early. And you all must have that vision when it comes to your children. If it's on your level, however it is, there must be a vision attached to the result you want to achieve, or they'll never see it. That's why I sit there. And you know what? This El Nino crap is going on. I'm in the Northeast. It was almost 60 degrees today in Pennsylvania. This is totally out of the norm.
Yes, it is.
So there's something going on far greater than our understanding. So what better way for me to translate it into my grandchildren than sitting with them and talking with them and bringing their gifts to life? And now they're talking about, well, they want to make jewelry. They want to make something. I said, okay, well, while I'm home, we'll start this down this road, and I'll help you, and I'll show you some basic things, and whatever you come up with, you can wear. But if you make it for me, I'll wear. And my oldest granddaughter said, I want to make something for you, Pop. Now, I wear bangles all the time.
Right.
So that's what she meant. That's what she wants to make. But understand, she's 11 years old, and she has the vision. And that is the most important thing. You must give our children what they're going to need to break this systematic mental slavery that they're going to constantly perpetuate, because like Dave told you, every system feeds into another system. Okay? So therefore, if you do not rise and prepare to be able to take and utilize what you have to make resources from what you can, everything that they got documented, they're going to take. Or they're going to take as much of it as they can.
That's right.
So, listen, I'm up here because I'm trying to encourage you in diverse circumstances, diverse times. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I will come with me as long as I can keep my grandbabies focused on what is important about the foundation of who they are, what they are, and what the direction they should be going, then I've been doing my job.
That's right.
None of us last forever. So don't think in terms of all of these things are coming, oh, what should I do? So you think in terms of all of these things are coming, what do I want my children to understand about me? Because I'm going to tell you, there'll be one day when the graveyard will call you. And when they do, they must understand that it's only a transition. It ain't this heaven and hell thing people talk about. Think about it. That's a fear factor. Death is a transition to the next level of life if you prepare for it in this life. And that's what, and when you hear me talk about my grandchildren, that's what I'm doing. I'm preparing for that transition. So when that time comes, what I will hear is the laughter of my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and their great-great-great grandchildren, because they'll know that if I prepare these children right, they will be right. So listen, whatever your circumstances is, even if you can't smile, find a joy in your heart to find a vision and focus on that vision. You got to network, get out here and network with like-minded people and take and sit down seriously and say, listen, this is what I can do. What can you do? Because I'm going to tell you something. Your best asset may not be in a specific skill set. Your best asset may be in negotiating other people's skills.
Exactly. Right. Collective prudence. Exactly, Brother Dave.
Absolutely. So listen, we all on the same page. I want y'all to think, is any one person any better off than the other? Only thing you can do is be more prepared than the other. That's about it. And have a focus and a vision and make it happen. So listen, brother, let me step out now, and I go back in the cube and listen. If there's anything I can do, just hit me up and I can give you a shout.
Man, Brother Davis, always. But before you go, Brother Davis, you know, one of the things that is so important in what you were really stressing is that for so long we have relied on a manufactured, something that's manufactured for us. For our appeasement, our comfort, our sustainability, our livelihood, our inheritance is something that's been manufactured. What you were doing with your grandbaby, with your grandbaby is so important because you're establishing intrinsic value within them. And that's what you and I and everyone that calls Brother Bragg, Scotty, and the people that participate in this, that's the real thing that we want to get across to you, is that you have to realize who you are, what your intrinsic value is, so that you will not sell yourself short, but to develop that intrinsic value to the fullness of who you are. And your grandbabies, your grandchildren, now they will be able to do the impossible. Because, as you always say, you create the impossible. You believe that you can do the impossible, because the impossible will come and you will conquer, because you've established intrinsic value. That's really what everything is all about. We've forgotten who we are, or we've walked away from who we are. We have accepted welfare when we should have been perpetuating the wellness of everything that we have affairs in. And I'm so glad that you brought that to our the listeners, because that's really what they need. Every person here is so every person listening is uniquely rare and uniquely valuable. But don't allow the system to say you are nothing more than a social security number. You are a harmonic frequency that resonates, that can shatter glass, that can perpetuate life and build life. And this is what, you know, your grandchildren are learning. This is what you perpetuate with our listeners. And this is what is so important that you bring to Tando. And that's really what's happening. You know, when I look at the people in Greece, I look at people that had given up and have asked for, what can you do for me? When it should have been, what should I have done? What am I doing? Because when you establish intrinsic value, guess what? The economy, you don't need the economy. The economy needs you.
Absolutely. And you know what? A lot of people fail to realize that Greece is right on the ocean. They can fish and get food every day. They can catch more fish and barter that fish with other people. See, there's always a way, but you can't look through the tunnel and think you're going to get to the end, because when you're in the tunnel, you're in all the darkness. You got to have the vision to, as you move through that tunnel, find the resources you need to get to the other side. And that's all I'm saying to you.
That's right. That is that's awesome. Right. See, you know, sometimes it's not about buying, it's about creating. It's not about purchasing something, it's about building something. And the thing that we need to build within ourselves is that we need to build within ourselves that intrinsic value that the great creator has given us, and also develop that for others. And that's what's really needed. You know, coming up in the beginning of the year, we will definitely get with Dr. Alexander. He should be coming back pretty soon. Soon as that is going to be something. And then there's also another opportunity that I'm going to be bringing to our listeners, to where you can start actually protecting yourself, and all of your purchases, you can actually write them off. And you, because I'm going to tell you, in these times, you have to be strategical in all that you do. You need to be able to purchase, if you had to purchase a car, then you can write that off and get that back. And if you purchase whatever it is that you purchase, you have to use the system to your best benefit. And then now you can start to go into and trade that into intrinsic value things, things that have intrinsic value. That's what this is all about. You cannot end up like the people in Cyprus and Greece and let this catch you unprepared. Because if you're unprepared, you stand in a line. When you're prepared, there is a line that's waiting for you. They're waiting for you. And that's what needs to happen. And this is something that is definitely plausible. And it's the collective prudence that we need to have. First, you have to position yourself, your family. Then we can move into positioning our community. Because there's going to be an opportunity in this collapse for us to regain our prosperity that has been lost. And that prosperity is not monetarily. The first prosperity that we can regain is the confidence and understanding who we really are, how we were really designed, in living out our true willful meaning. Because your will is the most powerful gift the great creator has ever given you. And you know, the amazing thing about that, Brother Davis, is that if God can't go against your free will, what makes you think anyone else can go against it? It's impenetrable.
Absolutely.
It's impenetrable.
And you know what, Dave, I'm going to tell you something. I want people to understand it doesn't take a great deal. Let me give you a quick two-minute story. The other day, I ran into an Asian from Canada. He was trying to park his truck. He couldn't get his truck in. I couldn't get my truck in. He got out his truck. Can't speak any English at all. And he helped me get my truck guided in to the parking space. I went back to help him. He didn't know what I was saying at all. Okay? Eventually, I got him into his space. It was raining big cats and dogs. So we go inside. Check this out. We go inside to find for the loads, and he didn't have a coat on. Understand? He didn't have a coat on. So So I smiled at him. I had a ring put on. And I reached in my pocket. And I pulled out two packets of ginger tea. Now, ginger honey tea with black seed is the best tea that you get imported from China.
Yep.
This guy seen that tea, and his face lit up. He looked right in my eye. And I opened my hand, and he took, and he said, two. And I just smiled. That told me he knew enough English to say two. But in that moment, I built a relationship with somebody. So after we got loaded and I came back in, he had his cup of ginger tea. I had my cup of ginger tea. And our gestures spoke that language that we could not articulate for each other. So you never know how you're going to build relationships. Don't give up on yourself. And that was only tea.
So I'm trying to give you an understanding. Don't limit yourself. You never know how you're going to be able to build. Now, I do know one thing. When this guy calls home, because the tea, it's Asian tea, and it has Asian writing on it. So as soon as I showed it to him, he knew exactly what it was.
Right.
And I mean, he took it and bowed and smiled. And when I came back in, I had my cup and he had his cup. And I mean, it was a communication that went between us two that was strong enough for that. After he left, the Spanish guy who was doing the shipping said, did you know him? And I said, no. He said, oh, but see, the connection was that power, that powerful, that somebody who didn't know the circumstance could see that there was something going between us. That is when you're talking about networking. Don't let nothing limit you, and don't think that what you have to be minute and small cannot be valued by someone else.
Right. So true. Man, you know, Brother Davis, it's amazing, and I hate that the time has run out. But listen, everyone, we won't have a show tomorrow, but we will be back on Monday. I just want to thank you all for listening, Brother Davis. Give my regards to Sister Davis. Thank you, as always, for coming on and you know, bringing what, you know, your unique way and the love that you have for our people is what we need to really emulate. And I truly, truly, sincerely thank you, Scotty, and everyone else. All right, everyone, I just want to say thank you all for listening. And it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And remember, before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing. And we'll talk, God willing, soon. We'll see you all on Monday. Much love and much respect.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain.